When you were younger, do you remember there being a piano store in your neighborhood or at the mall? There are many fewer piano dealers than there used to be. A lot were done in by cheaper electronic keyboards or the last recession. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports people in the piano industry have to change their tune to stay in the money.
For a dramatic illustration of the economics of pianos, come with me to Dean Petrick's workshop and piano sheds. Petrick is a longtime piano tuner based on Whidbey Island, Washington.
Now, this is a piano I just got yesterday. It hasn't been tuned, of course.
So many upright pianos of all ages and conditions are packed in so tight in multiple sheds, Petrick has trouble counting them all.
There's a white piano. There's one that's baby blue with lambs over there. There's a green one with gold trim on it.
Eventually, he estimates he has about 82 pianos stored on his rural property. The prior owners gave them to Petrick for free just to get rid of them and then paid him to haul the instruments away.
As the technology for electronic instruments and keyboards has improved, people have switched because you don't have to tune an electric keyboard. You can carry it with you. It's lightweight. It can make any sound you want.
Petrick's accumulation of cast-off pianos topped out at over 200 2 years ago. Now he's under 100 after giveaways, restorations, or dismantling and recycling. Petrick also donated 10 pianos to Cambodia recently, and another batch of 20 has just shipped to Vietnam to benefit needy schools there. Petrick strikes a hopeful note because of the upturn in the economy.
The piano industry is directly related to the health of our economy. When the economy's down, the piano industry was definitely down. Now the economy's picking up. Stores are doing better.
New piano sales nationwide went into a steep dive at the onset of the last recession. They continue to decline now, in large part due to the swelling inventory of used instruments, according to the industry journal Music Trades.
Well, we sold it, so it's going to go out tomorrow morning.
Kurt Clinton is the fourth generation of his family to run Clinton's Music House, and he says maybe the last. The piano dealership was founded in 1898 in Tacoma. Clinton recalls organs were selling like crazy along with new pianos when he took over in 1978 and moved to Olympia's Capitol Mall.
And as that evolved over the years and more keyboards started coming out, that business kind of shrunk. And as that business shrunk and the mall businesses shrunk, you know, everybody started moving out of the malls, we needed to find something else.
Clinton says refurbishing and reselling good used pianos is now the major part of his business.
So you always have to have that feeler out there looking for that used piano that some family's done with, something that's decent that we can pick up and make into a good piano again.
A longtime Portland fixture, Portland Piano Company, is surviving by moving out of downtown this summer to a cheaper warehouse district by the airport and by investing in online marketing. The company manager says she never would have thought that selling pianos over the internet would work, but that's what's happening. The website Craigslist is awash in free pianos. Free isn't exactly free, though, when you have to move a piano and fix it up. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.